My name is Xavier Martini. I'm an assistant professor at the North Florida Research Education Center for the University of Florida.
You had a few take-home messages about windbreaks. What do they do for citrus growers?
They do a lot of good things. They prevent their growth for soil erosion. They prevent water runoff. They prevent flooding. And also, that was the main part of my talk, they prevent the arrival of pests such as Azianthus psyllid. We have also data suggesting that may protect against leaf miner. So there are a lot of very benefit to have windbreak in your crop, and you really want to conserve them.
And especially they can keep out canker in the silage that spread HLB, correct?
Yes. Originally, the windbreak has been erected for protecting against cold and wind damage. And then when the canker come, we really push that to prevent the arrival of canker. And then we did some study where we were comparing the population of psyllid between rows with and without the windbreak. And we found that when you have windbreak, your Azianthus population dropped compared to a situation where you don't have windbreak. And we believe that is because of the wind current and because we know that psyllid move with winds. So if you block the winds, you block the psyllid.
How many growers, what percentage do you have any take use windbreaks nowadays?
It's difficult to say. Roughly, I would say that maybe 40 or 50% of the groves have windbreak. Groves that have windbreak on all sides are very rare. It's less than 10%, in my opinion. So what we see, usually all groves have at least one windbreak, sometimes not on the good place. I would recommend to have windbreak on each side of the grove. This is where you get the better protection.
And which sides should those be? East, west, where?
It's a good question. Most of the winds in Central Florida go east and west direction. So if you have windbreak on east and west, in this side, you are protected for most of the wind current. If you live in northern part of the state, like, you know, Ocala or Claremont, wind direction are more balanced. In this case, you may want to have windbreak on each side. That's depending where you live. So you need to check the wind direction of your crops before making any decision.
And the ideal type of plant, I know you want one that's fast-growing and grows tall, right?
Exactly. I always recommend try to go with native because we want to have plants that can harbor natural enemies, but we want also something that grows fast. So pine trees are good. Red bay are good. There are a lot of different things we can use. I like pines a lot. I think they are pretty interesting windbreaks to use.
Yeah, I've heard from some growers and others in the past mentioning a type of eucalyptus.
Yeah, Cadigi and eucalyptus are good. They're growing fast. They're not native. That's probably the only bad thing that I can say about this. But they're growing fast. Cadigi and eucalyptus are good in the sense that grow fast. And they are require very low management, if any, so they're good for that.
Is there anything you'd like to add about windbreaks and their benefits or what growers should do with them?
Sometimes I have a lot of questions about is this windbreak can be host for pests like psyllid because it's a major pest. All the study we did really show that psyllid don't stay on windbreak. They don't use it as a harboring site. They don't stay on there. They go on citrus only, and so there are no danger to use windbreak that could become a potential host for psyllid. That's not going to happen. So keep your windbreak, plant windbreak as soon as you have your crops. That would be my advice.
No downside to having windbreak.
No, the only difficulty obviously is with the tractor operation, because you need to have enough space to drive your tractors. That take a little bit of your space of your crops, so it's part of the crops that you're not going to cultivate, obviously. But I believe that all the benefits outbalance the small difficulties.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.